From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. It has not been a terrific few weeks for state finances. First, oil revenues dropped, and then a big hole appeared in the state budget. Melinda DeLott, AP reporter on the state budget beat, is here to talk about the latest ups and downs. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
How big is this state budget hole?
The round figure that the legislature was given was $180 million.
And so that's it. That's what we're going with, $180 million. No dispute there whatsoever.
No, I mean, the Joint Budget Committee, that's the House and Senate Budget Committees combined, they accepted the figure. It's based on revenue forecasting and some other adjustments to the budget that were done by the governor's administration. So that was the figure that was accepted, and that is the figure that they have addressed.
There is a small nugget of good news that came out on the revenue front. The State Department of Revenue released new figures projecting the latest amnesty program for delinquent taxpayers will bring in $169 million, which is more than originally budgeted, and it generates about $38 million that could be used to help fill the mid-year budget gap. But as you say, it's still about $180 million gap. So cuts? What are we looking at?
Well, the administration presented its plan for how it wanted to deal with the whole shortfall, and about three quarters of it is going to be dealt with in, they found money, essentially, to fill gaps. And then the other $50 million will be reductions of varying kinds, although a lot of it is, you know, not filling vacant positions in state government agencies and cutting things like travel and supplies that are deemed non-essential.
Where did the Jindal administration find the money to fill the gaps?
Well, so as everybody who's been tracking this over many years now realizes, the administration has been very good at essentially combing through the state's couch cushions and finding like little pots of money here and there. Among the biggest pots of money, as you mentioned, they had more revenue generated by the tax amnesty program than they expected. Also, in the last legislative session, the legislators agreed to raise penalties on uninsured motorists, and they're going to use that money for a state police pay raise. But since the state police pay raise doesn't take effect until like the middle of the year, there's extra money one time from the generation of those penalties and fines on uninsured motorists. So they're going to use that money to help offset the budget deficit. And then it's just other things like some funds had more money in it than they expected through interest earnings or because the lottery did better than they thought it was going to. More people bought lottery tickets. And they just have these little excess pots of money, self-generated revenue from different agencies that didn't get spent. And they're just sweeping it all up and plugging it into the budget to get through the next 6 months.
Isn't one-time money and using one-time money to pay the state's bills, hasn't that been something that a number of legislators, particularly even some conservative Republican legislators, have objected to?
Yes. But it pros and cons on this always. You know, some legislators have complained about it. Even legislators who vote for it complain about it. But the trade-off is if they don't want to do something like this, they would actually have to have a long discussion about whether they want to cut agencies and shrink the overall size of state government long term, or if they have different revenue sources that they want to raise in order to spend money on these government services. And so rather than have some of those tougher discussions, the Jindal administration and the legislature has decided this is the approach they're going to use for now. Supporters say it stops cuts to critical services like healthcare services and higher education. And critics say all it does is essentially kick the can down the road. And the state does indeed have another budget shortfall looming. The current shortfall for the next budget year, which starts July 1st, is forecast at about $1.4 billion. So I think you're going to see this as a big issue in the 2015 governor's race. I think a lot of candidates are going to be talking about what they need to do to stop the ongoing cycle of budget shortfalls that the legislature and Governor Bobby Jindal have repeatedly seen in the last 8 years.
With all of the fund sweeping and the approach of using these one-time funds to patch up the budget for the next 6 months, is the public going to notice any of that?
Well, I mean, the way that the Jindal administration presented it, it was essentially trying to get targeted reductions in places that that people shouldn't see cuts to direct services.
These are not Office of Motor Vehicle office closures that are going on.
In some instances, it's things like, you know, the Office of Juvenile Justice has cut it, is reducing some of its contracts that it uses to provide services for at-risk youth. Now, were those services that people are going to miss, that people need, we'll see. Another instance is there was about a $2 million reduction to the Department of Transportation and Development for supplies for road maintenance. Does that mean that, you know, suddenly they're going to be doing a little bit less road work? We don't know yet. I mean, those are the kinds of questions where on paper these seem like fairly innocuous reductions, but we don't yet know how they play out over the course of the rest of the budget year.
Well, we will wait and see.
Always.
All right. Melinda Delotte is the AP's Louisiana Capitol correspondent. Melinda, thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.